Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Investment Insights podcast. This is Andy Rosenberger, Senior Investment Manager at Brinker Capital. On my prior podcast, I did something a little bit different by highlighting a few interesting tidbits and factoids that I came across recently. After some favorable feedback, I thought I'd follow that same format again this time around. So with that, here are five things that I've learned this week. First, let's touch on inflation. So over the past few weeks, market-based measures of inflation have seemed to stabilize around the 2% level, give or take some depending upon which specific measure of inflation you want to look at. Additionally, if you look at the 10-year Treasury, it's fallen from a high of 2.5% to 2.3% as of this recording. The pause in inflationary pressures and falling interest rates has some investors questioning whether the recent inflationary measures are likely to persist. Now, this is only one data point, and it's somewhat anecdotal, but I came across a stat this week from the National Association of Home Builders that shows that 78% of home builders report cost and availability of labor as a significant issue for them. That's up from just 13% in 2011. If I say that a little bit differently, of all the home builders out there, there's been a 65% increase of those who report problems of attaining labor at attractive prices. Of course, as demand outstrips supply of labor, that naturally puts upward pressure on wages, which gives some additional credence to the idea that maybe, just maybe, we're finally beginning to work our way through the recent bout of disinflation. Second, and further highlighting higher prices, is a report from the taxfoundation.org, which keeps track of gasoline taxes state by state. So which state has the highest gasoline tax? Unfortunately for myself and my colleagues here at Brinker Capital, it just happens to be Pennsylvania, which has a 58.2 cent tax per gallon of gasoline. Washington State is next, 49.4 cents, followed by Hawaii at 44 cents, New York at 44 cents, and then Michigan at 40 cents. What about the other side of that spectrum? What happens to be Alaska, whose taxes are just 12.25 cents per gallon. That's followed by South Carolina at 17 cents, Oklahoma at 17 cents, Missouri at 17, and then lastly, Mississippi at close to 19 cents. Third, in a sign the economy is still chugging along here, the most recent measure of total vehicle miles traveled in the U.S. continues to increase. Americans now drive 263 billion vehicle miles per month, with most of those increases occurring on the west coast of the country. Speaking of more vehicle miles traveled, according to the National Safety Council, vehicle-related deaths topped 40,000 people last year. That's up 6% from 2015 and 14% in 2014. So what's the result? Why is it increased by so much over the past couple years? Well, the National Safety Council believes that higher usage of cell phones and cell phone-related apps have been the major driving factor. Switching gears and ending our list of top five, I'll point out that cocoa prices have fallen 40% since their highs in 2015. Slowing demand and strong supply out of West Africa, the globe's largest area of supply, has been the major driver of the fall in prices. That being said, before you rush out and load up on chocolate bars at a discount, listeners may be surprised to know that cocoa beans account for less than 5% of the cost of a bar of chocolate. In fact, when you break down the costs of a chocolate bar, you'd be amazed to learn that over 50% of the cost of a bar of chocolate is the marketing and the profit margin of the producers and the retailers. So in short, get a job in residential construction, don't do it in Pennsylvania, please avoid texting and driving, and lastly, your money is probably better off in a company like Hershey than it would be in a cocoa plantation. So thanks for listening to this week's Investment Insights podcast.